Beir Perik Beis Mishnah Yud. Agola Shel Katan, a wagon of a child. We're going to soon see what this means. Tamei Midras. It's Tamei Midras. Midras is a very machmir type of tuma that, let's say, somebody that's a zav that bears weight, leans on, uses it to support, so that item contracts tuma and actually becomes an ava tuma. It's more chomer than other items that, let's say, a zav would touch. So this child's wagon becomes Tamei Midras. Now, how does a child use this wagon? Some learn that the baby goes inside of the wagon and sort of moves around inside of it. But some Rishonim learn that that's obvious that would be Tamei Midras. Rather, the wagon we're talking about here is like a walker, like that a baby learns how to walk with. And because sometimes the baby leans on it, that's why it's Tamei, and that's why Tosis and the Rambam learn. Rashi actually learned the other way, where the baby sits in it. V'nitelus b'Shabbos. And it can be taken on Shabbos. It is a Torah's kli, like the Rav explained, so it's not muksa. Veinu nigreres ela al gabe kelim. But you cannot drag it on the ground, because you're going to be choresh, you're going to be plowing. Rather, it has to be done on top of kelim, not on the ground. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol ha-kelim ein nigrarin chutz min ha-gola, b'pnei shehi koyveshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda's shita is davar shein miskaven is aser. So Rabbi Yehuda says that all kelim should not be dragged on the ground except a wagon. So Rabbi Yehuda actually was makel, even though the beginning of this Mishnah says that it should not be dragged, and that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a davar shein miskaven is aser, and this Tana obviously held that way. So there's two Tanoim saying aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, and then the second Tana that says like Rabbi Yehuda, where the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when he says that it is mutter, because he says chutz min ha-gola, why is it mutter? Because it doesn't dig and take the earth. Digging is when we take the earth from the ground and move it out, whether you push it to the sides or whatever you do with it. But what's happening here is it's koiveshes, which really just means that you're not digging the earth out, you're pushing it down. That's not called digging. So a wagon, when the wheels roll on the earth, it's not pulling out the earth. It's pushing the earth down, and that's not considered digging. And the Rav says this is all in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, because Rabbi Yehuda Davar Shalom Miskaven is also, but we hold like Rabbi Shimon that a Davar Shalom Miskaven is mutter, as long as it's not automatically going to do it. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, a person is allowed to drag a kise, a mita, a safsal, a bench, a chair, whatever he wants to bring, as long as he doesn't have kavana to make a ditch.